coming was radical.
It's Wednesday night, yeah. Everybody wants to cover their own behind, that's all. It's Wednesday night. It's horrible. You design. I don't care what day it is.
Doesn't matter.
I think anybody listens to these tapes anyway, this whole thing's a waste of time. Mitzvah Yitzches. Kiddush Bechoros. The Kaddish HaBechoros, that's what the mitzvah is. Now, as far as what the mitzvah is, if the mitzvah is greeted as Kadosh, it's not clear. Vaya Bechor Behema, we know there's a mitzvah, everything's like, it's funny. Vaya Bechor Behema, we know there's a mitzvah to make it Kadosh, to verbally say it should be Kadosh. Even though it's Kadosh automatically. But there's a mitzvah to. So the question is, are you just uttering a statement? Is it meaningful in any way? So I think it is. I think your statement creates Kedusha also. And now the behemoth is Kadosh for two reasons. One, the automatic Kedusha. And one, it's Kadosh because you said it should be Kadosh. Like every carbon, you say it should be Ola. The Chmor. The Pet Amor, I'm not aware that there's a mitzvah to say it should be Kadosh. I don't know if it is Kadosh. I never saw Kadosh. It's not a carbon, it's a Behemah Tmeah. So I don't know. So there, the it's also Bahanoah, but according to some Tanoim, it's not even also Bahanoah unless you orate it, unless you chop off the neck. Because you don't want to be poded at the set. But according to some, that's when it becomes also Bahanoah. It's not also Banoah till you chop off the neck. Banoah. So there's certainly no Kedusha there. Unless it means you. But you do have to be Podeit. So I don't know. The word Kedusha is a little funny to associate Kedusha with the Petach Amor. On the other hand, it says, Kalakipa Bukhar Petachal. The Petach Amor Tifteva said, Tifteh. The Lashon Pinyon is a Lashon of Kedusha. Well, some pinyon is a lashon of kedusha. Usually, but here it's a little funny because there's no kedusha and it says not kadosh. Usually, the pinyon takes away the kedusha from item A and it places it onto item B. Here, item B doesn't become kadosh. The seh does not become kadosh. The seh, the regular seh, it's chulin totally. So it's okay, and a person certainly there's no mitzvah to say he should be kadosh, and there's no dinim associated with a bechor adam. It doesn't say you can't work with him till you do a pidyon haben. But the mitzvah is called the kaddish because that's the pasuk kaddish nikol bechor. Set it aside to be special, and I guess in some cases the specialness is manifested only in. Have to be poded, but we don't. If you're not poded, it's not clear that there's any type of kedusha there. And the raya is also that after you poded it, there's no kedusha that goes on to the object of your pigeon.
And by animals, is there any dinim of kedusha?
What?
By an animal.
It's a kadosh. It's a carbon. It's an automatic carbon.
What about it? So before.
Kadosh has kedushas haguf.
So before it's tested. Oh, okay.
It has kedushas haguf. You're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to have anoh from it. It's kadosh. It's totally kadosh. In fact, you can't be pulled to it. Even with a mum, you can't be pulled to a bechor with a mum you eat. It's still matnos kahuna. What?
Still
matnos kahuna? Yes, carbon room, you have to, still have to give it to the kohen. It's not a carbon anymore, but you have to still have to give it to the kohen. It's still matnos kahuna. That's not a function of kedusha. I don't know. Think about it. So anyway, so you're not really the only. So there's three things. There's the Bechor Behema, the Bechor Adam, and the Petach Amor. The only one that's really kadosh in any meaningful sense is the animal. If the animal grada has has kedusha, and there's a mitzvah to say it should be kadosh. But the chinuch doesn't say it that way. The chinuch includes in the mitzvah the bechor adam and the petach hamor. So the word the kadosh is not at all clear. The kadosh habechor is kolomah shiyu kol avoladus on avoladim barishona. But it's only scharim really. Kol avoladim barishona kolomah yotzerish and meirechem on the keva. Because the double portion of a bechor is not taller than the keva, it's taller than the firstborn of the son. That's what the chinuch is like stressing, that in these dinim we're looking at the firstborn of the keva. Bein ba'odim bein ba'behema ha'sucharim kodesh l'ashem. So the pasuk definitely includes Adam. It doesn't include Petach Hamor. That comes later in the parsha. And he's not included in this first pasuk. Zavka Behema, many times in Chumash, Behema means Chaya also, here it doesn't. Zavka Behema, Dinoshar Kefas Ve'ez, Avalo Chaya, not an undomesticated animal. I mean, it also can't be a carbon, but I don't know if it's kosher to that, or maybe it is kosher to that, we don't know. The Chumayzah is no din b'chor by a Chaya. I have no right to say because it can't become a carbon. That's, I don't know. It would have a kedusha and you'd give it to the kohen without it being a carbon. We call behema tumei chamor levad b'mitzvah zu. Binyan mitzvah behema Torah came. This is what the mitzvah involves by a behema Torah. A mitzvah la'bayu mandishel. That's how we paskin. It's actually a machlokes tanoim. This is where we paskin that you say it should be kadosh even though it's kadosh automatically. The chayavim los is also b'chor l'kohanim. You have to give it to the kohen. The yakriv chelbo v'domo al mizbeach. It's a carbon. It's kachim kalim. You eat the meat throughout the whole Yerushalayim, but it's only eaten by kohanim. I think the shayim b'neim of dayim. May knows no lo miyachi yivoleid. Maybe this probably is a rabbanon. It's too hard for the kohen to be the tapel with the firstborn and of an animal. Of a person also. If you give it to him when it's firstborn, it's too, a lot of work. The name of Daki, the Bailim, has to work with its Shloshim Yom. It has to be 30 days old. The Gasa, Chamishim Yom, 50 days. What? I think so. I'm looking at the article. They say it's based on the fact that you have to give it to him there a kavod. And it's not their covenant if he gives them when they're too young, because then they have to be metapel with his growth, with his health. That what? There's an asmacht in the pasuk, the 30 and 50. That's 30 and 50 has a bukor, but that's right. Like a smachta.
Yeah, he opened the door. Yeah.
If the reason is because you have to give them a matnas kahuna derech kavod, I would mention to say it to the rabbanon. Maybe not.
Okay.
Mechutz la'aretz shein lanu mikdash. No, so So what? When did the Beis Hamikdash? When did the Beis Hamikdash? You learn out from a pasuk that a bechor can only bring a korban if it was from Eretz Yisrael. If it was born outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can't bring it as a korban. What? Yeah.
Good.
No, if it's born, animals that are born.
It doesn't say three.
I don't know. I mean, if you go over to an animal, I imagine people in Chutz Laaretz also they have to have to bring a chatos. They went over to an animal. They said, "Harezu chatosi."
In Chutz Laaretz, you buy the
Yeah. Yeah. But the Bukhara is not. There's no din Bukhara in Chutz Laaretz.
See, let's see if we can count it. That mission of our mission is we should have come and finish our And then it adds
but it's just not a carbon, it's full kadosh.
Yeah.
So no Odellas before no Vames Mayolas.
This is only for no Beis HaMikdash.
Well, if it can't be brought as a carbon on the Beis HaMikdash, which is the case if it's going to cook for it, or nowadays, everybody. So why don't we don't do this though? Nowadays we wait for it to get a mum. So we'll see in the Minchas Chinuch if the Chinuch means you're not supposed to do that, let it run around till it gets a mum, or if the Chinuch is okay with that. So we'll see in the Minchas Chinuch what the Chinuch would say about the way we're mislaying with the Bukhar now. Let it run around hoping it'll get a mum. Can't make the mum in it. It has to get the mum on its own. And then Rashi says, you can wait for it to get a mum. You don't have to lock it up, which is what we do. We wait for it to get a mum. If not, even a guy we pass in. The Bukhulan ain't that sure. If my Shagadu was a fan of Atomi Vator Yakov Kasvita Fayol, they are highest, so they can't become Kedushas before. When it comes to Ramban, the Kornel Drach, I'll look at Bukhul Rishwa. Ubukharadam will be a Chabetta Chamor, the Forish in Yonam, the Mitzvah Sapadiyah, the Bukhul Epo. Are they still going to count the mitzvah to be poded, Bukhar Adam and Bukhar Chamor? So he'll talk about it there, like where does that pudding come from if they're not kadosh? Mitzvah Hashem, that's how we used to set it up, was according to Parshas. We have it as mitzvah Chad Beis. And mitzvah shin tzaddik beis. B'shar shei mitzvah zu shvata shvemo zakoseinu lasos mitzvah v'reishas periyenu. The first thing, see, the feeling of, I guess, koichi v'yitzim yodi is the strongest. Where do you find that? I guess it's a lot of work to keep an animal going when it gets a kid. I never knew so much work.
It's also talking about fruit.
Fruit? No, he's not. He's talking about this our mitzvah.
Well, he says that.
That's a loss of nation creator, means the first fruit. It means your first product, the first one came out.
We're going to take care of the baby cow for 50 days.
No, he's not talking about that. That's afterwards. He's talking about the idea of the mitzvah, is that you work so hard and you want to enjoy the fruits of your labor, And Hashem says, no, I want you to know that it belongs to me, and I want you to give it to the Kohen. He's talking about those 50 days, that's after his born. He's talking about, I guess, to raise the mother. You finally enjoy the fruits of your labor. Hashem says, give it, give it away. Yeah. The Yad knows on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Besroken Rishus and Bimedu, Umachnizel Rishus Boro. Ah. Certainly the same idea by Bikurim. No question. The old Luzkar Nesha Gadol Shal Sol Shem Zvam B'Mukhari Mitzrayim. Ah, Shal Rav Zvam is two Mahalchim in the Mitzvah. One is the idea of a Bukhar is always anti-Kaychivation Yadi. And also, Bukhar reminds us about Makkos Bukhairis, which precipitated UCS Mitzrayim.
Hakshinani Miyadam means from the hand of the Egyptians?
Yeah. Dine HaMitzvah, Beis HaMakom, Ish Chazanei Achal, we have to shech in Beis HaMikdash, you can eat in the whole Yerushalayim. Balezus man mitzvah lehem lo'ochlo. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. We passed it. Frequently, you have to eat it within a year of its birth. And the Bukhar and the Beis HaMikdash was eaten Yom Lelayla. The day it's slaughtered and the night afterwards. We can have a woman post limbo. Base of them, Kabul, well there. Who's never to say that the mum got there on its own? Because if someone made a mum in it, you can't eat it. I'll pee that mum. So who's Neman? Is the Chayan Neman to say it got a mum? Is the Yisrael that had it up till he gave it away? Neman to say it got a mum. It got a mum means it got a mum by on its own. No one but God could put a mum in it. So me Neman al Mumba but Losulbo. O Nasubo Ludas, they say Chocham Aroy Lahoros but Mumov. You know, what kind of a rub do you need that can pass on about the movement? Was it Bechor HaShutz in Yisraelim? O Shutav Goy? Was it in Yisraelim? Was it in Yisraelim? Was it in Bechor Sosek Mandino? Was it in Yisraelim? Was it in Yisraelim? Yes, the Peratam who are in Masachas Bechoris. Regan Mitzvah Zushel Kiddush Bechor Behem HaToyra. You see here, when he describes the mitzvah, he admits, like the only mitzvah's kiddush is really Bechor Behem HaToyra. But the Araisa marries Israel, Belavad, Chosman. Even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So why does he say marries Israel, Belavad? I mean, it's only a carbon if it's born in Eretz Yisrael. If it's born in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a carbon, but it's not treated as chulin even if it's born in Chutz Laaretz. But Rabbanan afu Chutz Laaretz. Okay. Al Suman Amitsu Shechiyuva Besibas Dover.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. It sounds like it means that we know the reason. Like it's Mishpa. We know exactly what the reason is. Bukhar Bukhar.
Why is it Bukhar?
Oh, Shechiyuva B'Sibas Dover. You don't have to run to do the mitzvah. If you own a Bukhar, it's good. If you own a Bukhar, it's good. But if not, you don't have to run to do the mitzvah. Shechiyuva, the Chiyuva of doing this mitzvah is B'Sibas Dover. Presupposes that
you have a cow.
Yeah, like you don't have to run and buy a cow in order to do Bukhar.
Korban Pesach,
you have to go buy a Korban Pesach. You have to bring a Korban Pesach. You don't need a Chiyuv Dover for him.
Yeah, about Chametz. You have to go buy Chametz in order to make a
Yeah, he talks about what's the inyan of what?
No, inyan of what?
What's the inyan of being makadosh if it's makadosh if it's kadosh b'yevo? What are your words adding to it? It's kadosh anyway.
He says shibu.
I don't know the kash is fair. I don't know.
Yeah, he says that too. Yeah. He declares love to this mitzvah.
What?
He says also, he instituted this declaration as a means for the order to declare his love for this mitzvah. You say it for your rhyme and the smog, and God says, he brings it down to the little note right here. Declare his love for the mitzvah. Others say it does convey kedusha. You know, it's automatic by making it a furash. Gives it an extra mile of kedusha, which he had then before he can be a bit of a korban.
What? I have to say a shiur now.
Oh.
I have to prepare for the shiur now, actually. I'm going to stop that one.
Yeah.
I said, Karot, I agree to do it. A shoulder of him shiur.
Ah.